Self Ruin Revolution 98.5. The Sports Hub. Now, sports talk while you're on the clock. This is Zolak and Bertrand.
I'm going to slap you because you fake it.
On 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Noontime hour, Zolak and Bertrand with Dan Shaughnessy with us here on the Sports Hub. Stan Grossfeld is going to check in with us in a minute. Going to get his firsthand account of what was going on those duck boats.
Good.
He was able to get on the Mookie Betts duck boat. There's a picture online that Jim Davis took. It's all over the place where Stan's actually swatting a beer. It's right in front of Mookie's face. And I think his mom's right there. And I talked to Stan about it last night. And he said the guys were not particularly happy with the response of the crowd during that day.
Huh. Why don't we welcome in Stan Grossfeld of the Boston Globe.
Two-time Pulitzer Prize winner.
Hi, Stan.
Good morning, guys.
Hi, Stan. How you doing?
So it sounds like the players, you had a hell of a block there, but it sounds like the players weren't happy with what was going on yesterday.
Well, I can only speak about Lukey because I was on the with him, and he was definitely not happy. You know, his family was on board, his girlfriend, his mom was in town, and there were kids on the back of that float, and it was scary. It reminded me of like Beirut 83. It's like incoming, you know. These are not beers that were tossed like underhand from the front row. These are like, you know, long Zolak bombs.
Hey Stan, serious question here, and I've been on two of these, and I've seen the ones where it's kind of, they lob them to you, and you drink it, and you slam it, or do whatever, and, you know, and we were behind a Gronkowski one, but is this an isolated incident, or did this go on throughout the parade route, where this is a common thing?
Well, on this particular parade, it was widespread. I mean, Billy Weiss, the Red Sox photographer, got nailed in the head, early on Boylston Street, and then we were like, you know, pretty shocked and thought this was an isolated incident, but then there was they started just coming in, incoming of you know, beer cans, full beers raining from the sky, and nips, all sorts of you know, little nips that were just like flying, plastic nips everywhere, you know. I don't believe people still drink government shots.
What did Mookie say to you?
Mookie says, this has got to stop. You know, I asked him what he thought about it, and he just said, this has got to stop. He was not happy at all. And, you know, it was just scary. And the Red Sox security guy was really, he was going back and forth. And Mookie, you know, Mookie's got the quick hands, and he's the, he's just a great outfielder, Gold Glove winner two times. And he was really, it was almost like he was goalie. He was able to, like fend off a lot of stuff, and
wow.
And so really he knows how to take care of himself.
How far were they coming from?
Yeah, was this from the back of the crowd, or could you visibly see them winding up?
No, they were coming. They were not coming from the front. They were coming from way the hell back there. I'd say like, I don't know, like 25 yards away at least.
Wow,
and they were bombed.
Yeah,
because, we
had one listener who said that he had seen some actually go over the duck boats and onto the other side of the street, into the other half of the crowd.
Yeah, it was really not an isolated incident. It was, you know, and you got to say, first of all, that most of the crowd was well behaved, and I love to see the joy of great Boston fans. You know, their faces lighting up when they see Mookie, and it's just a wonderful thing. But you know, I was getting pissed because we were really under fire, and there was no reason for it. And I was just some of the beers were open and they were like spilling out, but most of them were hard, heavy objects heading for the thing and crashing down. You know, Tim Hyres's wife got nailed in the belly, and she wanted to go back to Atlanta. I mean, it's just it was scary, and you know, I started like motioning to the crowd to stop. It wasn't cool, you know.
And, wow.
And they just kept coming.
All right, Stan.
Well, Stan, we appreciate it.
Thanks for telling us what the inside scoop was on this, the vantage point of being on one of the boats.
Okay, guys, my pleasure.
All right.
See you, bud.
Appreciate it.
There you have it.
I mean, that just tells you how they feel about it, how players feel about it, how coaches feel about it, how their families felt about it. You pissed off a lot of people yesterday, the few idiots that were out there doing this.
Sad.
You can ruin it for everybody.
You're going to spend your entire day to travel downtown to stand in those lines, and then you're going to throw full cans of beer at your heroes.
That's weird.
That's what you do in Boston.
Like the guy who just helped bring a championship to Boston, Alex Cora.
Why this
gets
start?
An open beer thrown at him.
Why yesterday? You know, why all of a sudden?
Well, drunk. That's drunk and dumb and young.
Yeah.
With the kid that got arrested. He's what, 19?
Yeah.
Just stupid.
Very stupid. But this isn't something that's happened before.
Yeah.
Okay, we've done this 10 previous times in the last 17 years.
In much worse weather.
Right? I don't know. Yeah, I don't understand why this happened yesterday. It's not the same as the other parades. We're going to talk here about Nathan Eovaldi.
Sure.
Are you just walking away no matter what? Or are you going to make a good faith effort if you're Dave Dombrowski?
I think they'll make an effort. I mean, but I think that's a limit to what they could do. Now, you referenced trading Porcello, freeing up some space. They're not going to keep blasting above that salary cap. And I haven't done the numbers and how they do it, but the price re-up locks in all that. Mookie's salary gets doubled, just the tiering, the arbitration eligible guys. It's going to be a high number, and they want to stay at that number. So I don't see how there's room for Eovaldi. I just don't, because I think he's going to get paid a lot of money by somebody.
That's a shame.
How much is a lot for him? What do you think the market would be for him?
I'd be really off the top of my head, Beetle. I mean, I'm thinking, you know, $12, $15 million a year. It's a weird case because his track record's not good. I mean, the Tampa gave him away for nothing in the middle of the year, and he was a walk guy, and they do that. But there was no evidence he was going to, like, be this guy. I mean, if I'm Brian Cashman or just other GMs around the game, they got to be saying, where were we on Pierce and Eovaldi? I mean, Dave Dombrowski has been underrated in this thing.
Right.
And we all thought the bullpen is not good enough to win a World Series. I laughed at him. All the things I was wrong about are easy to go back to and say, yeah, we didn't see that. And what they said was true, that we'll figure it out. We have the arms here to do it. And that ended up being Porcello, Sale,
right,
Rodriguez, Eovaldi, especially. And, you know, but you can't, that's not a sustainable model over the course of a season. You don't bring your starters in on a regular basis like that. This was a, you know, all hands on deck situation. So they didn't have the arms until the postseason, and then they did.
Dan, they're absolutely going to be over the threshold, is what they're going to be. The threshold, do you know what it is for the next 3 years? For this coming season, it's 206.
Oh, my God.
Then it goes to 208 and then 210.
Yeah.
It goes up $2 million a year between now and 2021 when the CBA ends. And when we get to that point, I think we're looking at a labor stoppage in baseball, if you ask me. I mean, that's 3 years off, but that's not enough. That number's not enough. It doesn't go up enough based on the revenues in the game, based on what major players are going to get, what guys like Bryce Harper are going to get, what guys like Mookie Betts are going to get when he hits free agency. Yeah. This doesn't do a good job of representing that, and I think that number's a problem. They're going to smash the luxury tax no matter what.
The math is not your friend moving forward with this
it's
team.
Not. It's not. And they also, don't forget, they've got Pablo Sandoval still on the books.
Yep.
They still got to pay him. Ruzne does not count because he's in the minor leagues.
They got out from under Hanley.
They did. That comes off the books.
Yeah, I was so wrong about that one, too.
You were wrong about
that one. Totally.
Absolutely.
I thought they would pay for that.
You came steaming that day.
I saw his tweet, I think, after they won. Was it over the... this week, at some point, he, you know, tweeted about it.
Yeah.
And I thought, he did not make a lick of difference not being here.
No.
Told you, Dan.
Thank you.
I told you. Told you it wasn't going to matter.
Yeah, call up about that, Jack. You were wrong about Hanley.
I didn't even call you on that either.
I'll own that.
And we disagreed on that at the time. I don't think there are three words in sports that get more people excited about what is yet to come.
Zolak and Bertrand.
I think there's issues with testosterone.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
During the season, I will tell you, if you were going to start probably the night before or 2 days before, in October, we did it for the first few days, but then after that, it really didn't matter. I didn't have to text them. I didn't have to call them because they didn't care. They just wanted to show up, help everybody out, and win ball games. And think about it. The New York Yankees, the sky was falling. You know, we lost game two, and he was panicking here. Everybody was like, whoa, it's over. We scored 16 at Yankee Stadium. Suck on it.
Okay, for some reason, there were people in New York who misinterpreted that comment. I guess they've been talking about this down in New York.
Oh, they have?
And the fan has been discussing it, according to our email, Ryan, who's in Fairfield, Connecticut.
You know, I'll tell you.
He emailed us this morning and said, guys, radio down here in Connecticut is insufferable, especially the fan. The amount of folks misinterpreting the words of Alex Cora with his 16-run suck-it remark is astonishing.
What would you...
He said local radio hosts at the fan are claiming it's a shot at the Yankees. No,
it's a shot at the fans that counted them out.
It's a shot at media and fans that thought the sky was falling and that it was over for the Red Sox after losing a game in New York.
Didn't even occur to me that was
it. No, it didn't occur to me either way. But he actually cleared it up this morning. Yeah, Alex Cora got asked about this at Fenway and cleared it up saying, no, that's not a shot at the Yankees. It had nothing to do with the Yankees at all. So at least he's cleared that up.
They have kind of shoved it in the Yankees' face, though. The Yankees are going to use that as motivation next
year.
Maybe not that exact comment, but overall, their comments, they've been really sticking it back to the Yankees.
Yeah. I mean, look at their slogan.
And Machado, you know, the Dodgers. They're going to have a lot of teams out for them, depending on where Machado goes.
Well, I mean, that comes with being the best. Don't forget, the due damage is from Brian Cashman's quote talking about the Red Sox. They ripped that off and said due damage, and now it's all about damage done. So, I don't know. I don't know why people would have thought that was somehow Alex Cora ripping the Yankees.
No, because they didn't listen. They get the little clip, and you get the quick one. Hey, we scored 16 runs, Yankee Stadium. Suck it.
They're definitely taking a victory lap, though. That stuff on Machado, I mean, that's
right.
Saying all season we've been waiting for this guy. How often does that ever come out?
Mike Francesa called Alex Cora low rent yesterday.
Oh.
Yeah, that was his comment.
He also
said it was low rent.
He also had a really, really hot take on Halloween and the holiday that was Halloween yesterday, and how it's not the same as it used to be when we were kids. Like, it's not real. It's not real anymore.
What?
Yeah. Jim, do we have any?
What does that mean, not real?
He said, we these kids now, it's all pre-produced. You buy the costumes. He said, we dress up and stuff. We walk around. We don't even wear...
Halloween to everybody.
Yeah.
As we... go through this day. You get older, it's not the same day as it was when you were a kid. Yeah. You remember those Halloweens? When I was a kid, it was still Halloween. I mean, it was really Halloween. Right. Not like it is now. I mean, it's fake Halloween. You know, parents to the door and all that. The old days, you went out by yourself. You know, you went out with a... you know what your bag was? Your bag wasn't like a bag. You didn't use a bag. You used like a...
Pillowcase
is what you put stuff in. You got so much. Like, when I grew up as a kid in Long Beach, in the West End, the houses are so close together that you could get, if you went upstairs and downstairs, you could hit like 100 houses on one block. So you could go out and get like 3 pillowcases full in a whole night. So we would have like a garbage can full of stuff by the end of the, you'd have that much stuff. It would last like New Year's. You'd have so much stuff.
Okay.
4 months later, I ain't a candy at New Year's. Right,
great.
Put them off
great.
The party.
Congratulations.
I tell you,
Mike.
I had a costume in our neighborhood last night. I was handing out.
Oh, you do the big candy bars. That's right.
Yeah. I must admit it didn't happen this year because I was in L.A. and it was overruled.
So you went mini?
Fun size. My
you cheap.
That breaks a how many year tradition?
I don't know.
What's wrong with her?
Really, fun size, stupid.
There's nothing fun about that size.
No, you need...
What did you do? Full-size Snickers? What did you do? Full-size what?
Yeah, Milky Way, Snickers, Hershey bars.
Back in the good old days.
Yeah. Anyway.
The good old days.
2017.
You know what I learned last night? I learned what's popular with the kids these days. And it's not anything chocolate.
No, it's like Nerds.
Interesting.
Not anything chocolate. We had full-size... This is what we had.
Wow.
Full-size Twix, full-size Reese's.
Oh, my God!
And then you had...
4-piece Reese's?
No, two.
Oh,
like
two.
The two, like a normal package you would buy at the store.
Or a Kit Kat one.
Yeah.
Oh.
So it was a full-size Reese's, full-size Twix, or then it was full-size bags of Sour Patch Kids and Sour Patch Watermelon.
There you go.
And that's all the kids wanted. They wanted nothing to do with the Reese's and the Twix.
Yeah. Full
I'm
size.
Like, you guys kidding me?
Yeah.
So now I know next year, forget it. Nothing chocolate, go all Sour Patch Kids.
That's disgusting.
That's all they wanted.
Nerd Sour Patches.
You know how it gets later in the... In the day / night, you know, the kids get older.
Yeah.
You know, so this is now close to 8, and starting to get the young teens or whatever.
And they dress up.
Well, this kid, he had what amounts to, I guess it was a graduation gown. It was black. And he had his name tag on, and he had his sack, the Mike Francesa sack.
Pillowcase, yeah.
In his case, to collect, it was a 12-pack, like a Sam Adams box. And his name tag said Brett Kavanaugh, and he said, "I like beer," when you open the door.
That's pretty good. That's a great costume.
I'm like, I wanted to take his picture and tweet it out, but I think there's some sort of violation about that.
Yeah. Yeah. Was he crying?
But that's good. But I thought, I
like beer.
You really get points. So literally, I burst the door open and I hear, "I like beer." And he's coming at me with the box.
You don't want to become known as the house that gives away full-size candy bars and takes pictures of kids.
I felt awful yesterday. So we go trick-or-treating in Needham, and we're walking down the street. It was like Haddonfield, Illinois. Needham. Yeah.
Well, how'd you end up in Needham?
We met the brother-in-law, Wells, and we went to Needham. He's got a buddy over in Needham. It's a big street. So all the kids are running around everywhere. And here comes these three girls, high school girls, walking down the street. And one's dressed up like Raggedy Ann, something else. And this other one had this big thing. She looked like a pickle. And I said, "Oh, my God, kids, come here. Look at the pickle." She goes, "I'm a cactus." No. She paid all this money for this high-end costume, and it looked like a big dill pickle.
I'm a cactus.
It looked like a dill pickle. But she's like, it's a cactus. Yeah. I'm like, but there's nothing prickly on it. Like the cactus, if you were to be a cactus, you know, you put the things that are sticking out.
Do we have Francesa on Cora?
Who would dress up like a pickle?
Here's Francesa on Cora yesterday.
Since the curse was ended in 2004, they have won four championships to the Yankees one. They've made fast work of all these World Series. They've done it when they get to the World Series, they win it. They've done it in very fast order. But today, I mean, they look a little ridiculous. First of all, if you're the Red Sox and if you're the manager, don't worry about the Yankees. Enjoy yourself. Talk about yourself. Praise yourself. Praise your city. Don't worry about what the Yankees are doing. I mean, to talk about the Yankees is low rent. And then you're putting your first foot forward, your best foot forward, are you, when you hit your own manager with a beer can? I mean, come on. You hit your own manager with a beer can?
Yeah, because nothing's ever bad happened in New York City.
And that's Philly stuff. That's not Boston stuff. I mean, come on. That's expecting Philly. I mean, you hit your own manager with a, and they wouldn't do that. You hit your own manager with a beer can at a victory parade? Man, they're winning too much in Boston now. It's gone to their heads. They need to get smacked down to size. But you know what? Got to do it on the field. They've earned these championships. Kudos.
Kudos.
Kudos. Yeah. Kudos. Yeah. Kudos. Yeah, he doesn't understand what Cora was saying.
No.
At all.
Didn't even occur to me.
No, it didn't occur to me.
He's mad about throwing beers at the man. How about throwing at your MVP? The MVP
can't.
League MVP.
Yeah. 617-779-0985. Joe's in New Hampshire on Jackie Bradley Jr. Hi, Joe.
How you doing, guys?
Hi, Joey.
You got my favorite guy on there, Shaughnessy. You're the best.
Thanks, Joe.
Wow. And I want to say something to Beadle and Zoe.
Hey, we're here.
Disappointed. Very disappointed this year. You guys belittled Jackie Bradley when he wasn't hitting good.
Yeah. I will continue to do so when he doesn't hit well.
When should we stop? When he's 35?
Jackie Bradley positively affects the scoreboard every day.
No, he doesn't.
Run prevention.
Yeah, I disagree.
You're not knowledgeable enough about sports to appreciate that.
We probably shouldn't be on air. Yeah. Right. I agree with that. I just defer to Hardy.
I'm going
to
agree with these guys on this one. Sorry. I was hooting on him, too. The glove, I mean, too many of those catches, you know, if it's they're ahead 8-1 and he makes a spectacular catch, it's great. It's great highlight reel. It did not affect games the way the Mendoza line did.
How did this happen for Jackie Bradley Jr. that he has such a large group of defenders?
Oh, there's a lot of Jackie.
How did that happen?
And then he gets MVP of a series. He hit like 180 in that series. He got three hits and they drove in 9 runs. Yeah. I mean, you can't take it away from him. It was amazing.
Yeah. It's like Tully Bantakane when he had 5 sacks in that one game against whoever the hell it was. Some suck team. And he ends up getting like 11 for the year and he gets a big contract.
It'll live on forever. Right? Yeah. Jackie was benched the last 2 games, if I'm not mistaken, right? I mean, he didn't start against
his manager Kershaw. Didn't think he positively impacted the outcome of the game.
He didn't
start
against Kershaw in the clincher. Oh, can't remember the day before.
Yeah, so I would call Alex Cora next and be disappointed with him, too. Happy to be on that side of it.
Jackie Love.
Happy to be
it's
there.
Unbelievable.
Jackie Love knows no bounds.
Alex is in the car. Alex.
So, Dan, per your Kavanaugh story, my grandmother, God bless her soul, she had some mental health issues, and she used to take photos of trick-or-treaters. And when she died, we actually found albums and albums of very confused, uncomfortable trick-or-treaters.
Jesus.
I think her intentions were quite innocent. But
Well, it was
We got cute, Jared. Let me just smile for a second and take a picture.
No, Al, and I, you know, literally just albums upon out, years worth.
Binders full of kids.
But again, she was a nice old woman, but obviously not common. And yeah, I was at the parade yesterday too. I'm 28. I've been to quite a few parades. By no means a choir boy, but the behavior yesterday was pretty bad.
Bad, huh?
Yeah, people were just throwing beer, literally overhand throwing these beer cans just into the crowds. People were just being obnoxiously drunk. People at one point started yelling some racist stuff at a guy, and other people cheered on. It was just really uncharacteristic. Again, I've been to a few of these, and I've usually thought they were pretty enjoyable, but yesterday was kind of a bummer, and I don't blame Betts or Cora for being upset about it.
Yep. It's only a few, but a few can ruin it for everybody.
They're winning too much in Boston now. It's gone to their heads.
Yep. Yeah. Too much.
Smack them down.
Take it from the Pope. Highest levels.
From the Sports Vatican, the Pope has spoken. 617-779-0985. Dan's date's coming up at 12:50. Hardy has our headlines. Another chance to win Patriots-Packers tickets 1 hour from now.
Sports Hub headlines.
James White and the Patriots will have to face the Green Bay Packers on Sunday night. A lot has been talked about Aaron Rodgers and the offense. But, James, what about that Packers defense, huh?
He's extremely disruptive. It's him, Clay Matthews, Clark. And they have a good, solid front seven and cause a lot of disruption. So they're good defense. And see, they played the Rams tough last week, and it's going to be a great challenge for us.
Once again, Sunday night, another primetime game for the Patriots against the Packers, Gillette Stadium. Giannis Antetokounmpo missed Monday night's game for the Bucks against the Raptors, but he's back tonight at the Garden to play the Celtics. Sean Grandy, Cedric Maxwell have the call starting at 7:30. Tip off just after 8. You're on 98.5, the Sports Hub. The Red Sox had Dave Dombrowski in front of the media today. He said about Chris Sale, they expect him back 100% at spring training. No surgery for Chris Sale. He said they're hopeful about Dustin Pedroia, but don't really know at this time. And if Craig Kimbrell doesn't return, Dave Dombrowski says there are internal candidates.
Without Zolak and Bertrand, your workday is just pushing papers and eating lunch.
What, is there a problem?
With Zolak and Bertrand, it's pushing papers, eating lunch, and talking sports.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Way better. Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
We got Dan's dates coming up at 12:50. Let's get some more of your calls before we get to that point. Gino in North Attleboro. Hi, Gino.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Hey.
What a great World Series win, huh? It's just fantastic. I wanted to weigh in on the MVP. So at the end of that game, Price was doing great. I was so happy for him. He was just doing a super job, and he kind of broke his curse. And they announced him as MVP. And I said, yeah, that kind of makes sense, you know. But then they came back, you know, and they announced Pierce. And I said, you know, a big bat up until about the seventh or eighth inning. They were 0-36 or something like that. And I said, you know, if it wasn't for Pierce being in all those games, you just take him out of the equation. Yeah, you're right. He's MVP.
Oh, wait a minute. Take David Price.
Take Price out of the equation.
I think if you don't have David Price and he didn't give you what he gave you, you don't win that World Series. I'd argue that over Pierce.
Yeah, but guess what? You know, every time Cora had to make a decision on a pitcher, somebody filled in and did a great job for him. There wasn't anybody that was hitting the ball like Pierce did. So that's how I justified my agreement that MVP, yeah, Pierce did the right thing. I'm not taking anything away from Price at all.
Okay.
What do you think?
I respectfully disagree.
Oh, yeah. That's your opinion. You know? Yeah. And you could have. It's down to those two, obviously.
I respectfully disagree.
Thank God Jackie Bradley didn't hit any World Series, or else you'd be done with a World Series MVP.
Get the double.
Back-to-back MVPs.
We couldn't deal with that. We could not, as a sports-watching society here in Boston and sports shows, deal with Jackie Bradley being that highly coveted.
Cam is in town. Hey, Cam.
How's it going, guys? Yeah, I mean, I can confirm everything from yesterday. I was down on the Common, and it was just it was an ugly day. You know, you jackasses, you're ruining it for everybody. For the whole city. I mean, when Betts came by, he wasn't even on the back of the boat. He was down beneath. He didn't even want to deal with it anymore. So, just an ugly day. on Dave Dombrowski.
Yeah.
This guy's getting a lot of crap over the last couple of years. You know, all the farm system, you strip mined it. But, you know, it paid off. He brought. I mean, look, we all knew the day they traded for Seal. This is wonderful, but it's 3 years. 2 years are done. It worked. He built a phenomenal major league team, and especially this past year, everything he touched turned to gold. From Cora,
yes.
Perfect hire, got Martinez right over Stanton.
Yep.
His deadline additions were huge. Now, I mean, I was just out in Detroit for the past game out there. He is Satan out there, but he's not going to be here
yep.
because while he stripped the farm, it paid off this time. It didn't in Detroit, so it's going to work here.
That's very fair, and I think it's an underrated story. I plead guilty myself in that. I have not given him enough credit. And he gets to be David Price now and say he's got the trump card. Because, I mean, you know, it's been a lot of questioning of him and a lot of us coming out and saying they don't have the bullpen. You know, like you just said, he sold the farm, et cetera. Well, he won the World Series, so now he gets to hold the card.
Yep. Dave Dombrowski said something along the lines today related to the when he was in Miami or back in Florida back in 98 that they didn't refer to themselves as back-to-back champions, right? Like there was some sort of...
No, the element. Defending champions. Yeah, they didn't use the phrase defending
champions. There was some sort of element of pride in not referring themselves as the defending champions. What he failed to mention is that he totally gutted the team
after
they had won.
Right.
They traded away everybody.
It was not his idea. That was on orders of Huizenga, is that how you say it?
Wayne Huizenga.
Yeah.
That was them.
Yeah.
Still, don't use that as an example.
Yeah, it's a bad example to use. Like, yeah, I wouldn't go there. That's not what you want to point to as any sort of great model. But I think that for him, it's going to be tougher to be great the way I think it'll be easier for Price to continue to be really good.
Right.
Right?
Yeah, it's unlikely to have these heights again. You could maybe sneak another year out of it, but it's still going to start to go the other way.
Yeah.
I mean,
they've
to avoid.
Completely raided their farm system,
right.
Which is really a hard thing. It takes a lot of time to recover from that.
The pitchers they have, who none of them they developed, are all getting older. And it's going to be hard, impossible to keep all the core players.
Mark in Medford. Hi, Mark.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Good.
What's up, Mark?
No, normally, I don't agree with Francesco either. I think he's an idiot. But I do agree with him on one thing.
What?
Red Sox fans and players, stop worrying about the Yankees. And, you know, and they put an exclamation point on that yesterday. When one of the players unravels a Yankees fuck T-shirt.
Love it.
No need for it.
Love it.
There's no need for it. No, I don't love
it. You don't like it, Mark, because the roles are reversed now. That's why you don't like it.
No, hear me out.
That's why you don't like it. You used to chant your
1918
and brag about your 27 rings.
But let me ask you something, Beetle.
What?
Did you ever hear in New York, Red Sox suck or Boston sucks?
No, that's not how you phrase it. You do it in other ways.
But you don't hear it, though.
Yeah, you used to not take the Red Sox fans seriously, and now that the Red Sox continue to win, they're throwing it back in your face, and it sounds like you guys don't like
it
or can't take it anymore.
I was the first one to congratulate the Red Sox. They deserved it, okay? Yankees didn't.
Are you waiting for them off the plane?
You beat three teams. You won the World Series. The Yankees series was three series ago. Get over it. Stop worrying about the Yankees. I go to a Bruins game, and I hear Yankees
poor Yankees fans.
It's ridiculous.
Doesn't like to hear Yankees suck.
Well, it does demonstrate some sort of obsession about that.
There is an obsession.
Yeah,
I got to
tell you. Like,
that's what I love about it,
Sunday
that it
night,
never gets forgotten, that it's always there and it's always on the fans' minds, and therefore it should always be on the team's mind.
Yeah.
That team is always going to be there, and you are expected to always beat them. Yes.
Sunday night in Los Angeles, you could tell the people out there, they don't know anything, right? So when the Yankees sucks chant started,
like
at the end of the night, it was very odd for them. Like, wait, they're not here. It's like, how could they possibly know what this was about? But we knew.
It's funny you mentioned that.
Could you see Mary Hart from where you were sitting?
Yes.
How obnoxious was that?
What about when she was mocking Kimberly?
Yeah, Kimberling. Yeah, she was Kimberling. Yeah,
it was like, I think she might have been deep into the Chardonnay by that
Well, wait
point.
A minute, Jim. That's a new fact.
Yankee fans, tell me again about
we
your
forgot
20,
to ask Dan
Tell
Grossfeld
me again about
you
your
did.
27
you
rings.
Damn it.
I know, this was your chance.
I mean, maybe they're Kimberling out there.
Tell me more about your 27 rings,
testimony from
Yankee
the duck
fans.
Boat.
Please tell me a little more about
wants
that.
To taunt. You want to taunt them?
Yeah, I do. I don't. Don't say Yankee sucks. Stop being obsessed with us. So it's they're so sensitive about it down there. You got Francesa trying to call out Cora for calling out the Yankees when he did no such thing yesterday.
He did not.
He didn't even come close to doing
that. What it was about.
You know what it is? they wouldn't know what to do with themselves if we weren't obsessed with shouting down the Yankees.
Yeah. Did you used to do that show with Liz Gonzalez, that Friday Night Football Fix?
Yes.
Okay. She's a Barstool now. Did you see her video at Yankee Stadium?
Yeah, she's another crybaby Yankee fan.
Oh, my God. If that's not one reason to say Yankees suck,
don't say my
rubbing it in her face.
27 rings, 1918. Shut up. Shut up. Why don't you win something?
25?
Yeah. Why don't you win something? Got your ass kicked. You're up here, you know, blasting New York, New York. Where'd Stanton go in that series? Was he a big factor?
Oh, yeah.
Is he a big factor? I'm just wondering. Between Stanton and Judge, how come those guys couldn't win it for you?
Yeah, worried about the music, playing the music.
We suck. Crybabies. Bunch of crybaby Yankee fans. It's unnecessary. It's ridiculous.
Nobody was upset about the sign about Jeter in 04, right? Jeter's playing golf. This is better. Nobody complained about that, right?
Pedro had it, right?
The players took Manny took that. Yeah.
What was the quote? I think Veritek. Was it Veritek? Someone got asked about, and I'm looking up, but I'm just driving my kids to school. Remember that line?
No, but did you see Veritek come on the set of
Fox? Yeah, yeah.
He scared the hell out of A-Rod again.
Yeah, and
he's still so afraid of him.
He wouldn't really acknowledge me. He's like, yeah, how you doing?
He gave five. That was it. Yeah, he's just talking.
Veritek's like, yeah, whatever.
It was great.
All right, Dan States are coming up next.
Zolak and Bertrand continues on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Damn it, I'm a Dapper Dan man.
And now it's time for Dapper Dan's Dates of Distinction.
Dapper Dan.
Today being November 1st, we have Dan Shaughnessy in studio, and he is here to deliver the dates.
I can't believe it's November.
I know, it's November. I love the fall.
We got to start Christmas music soon.
We know you love the fall and the winter and the cold weather.
So when can I bring in the Mitch Miller?
Oh, God, you can bring that anytime you want, bud.
At least one more month.
We give you one a day.
It has to be
one
December.
Visit.
Okay. It has to be the month of December.
Feels right.
You're right.
November 1, birthdays. Gary Player. How old do you guys think Gary Player is?
Gary Player. Hardy? I'm going to go 64.
No, God, no. He looks like he's
44.
No, he's in really good shape. He was like 83.
Exactly to the day.
Yeah. Holy wow, Hardy.
He was in the ESPN body issue. I mean, the guy is...
Oh, he's unbelievable.
Ripped, you know. Yep. Yes, wow. Gary Player. Good for him. Larry Flint is 76 today. Seems like he should be older.
I thought he died.
Or dead, right. That would be a...
Older or dead. Ah, he's still going and he's only 76.
Okay. Lyle Lovett. How old do you think Lyle Lovett is?
84.
He's my favorite.
It's like famous for one thing.
Julia Roberts.
Yeah,
that's it. Don't insult Hardy.
We've gone through this. Hardy's
a big fan.
Hardy, really? His music?
Oh, yes.
There's music?
What's he sing? Wicked Games?
No, that's Chris.
The hair, the Kramer hair, and Julia Roberts.
With you.
How old is he?
With you. He is 61 today.
Hmm.
Yeah. Toni Collette, the actress, is 46. Zoe doesn't know who she is.
I have no clue.
She's pretty good. That's all right.
I thought.
Jenny McCarthy. You know who that is?
Yeah. I'm going to go with 46.
On the nose. You guys are good today. That was pretty good.
We had her at Super Bowl.
She's been on the show a number of times.
Oh, I did not. I was not aware of that.
Friend of the program.
Very good friend.
Stuff that happened in on November 1st. In 1512, Michelangelo's just completed paintings on the ceiling of the Sistine Chapel.
Where'd he get his paint? Where'd he get his paint, you think? Like, you can't go to AC Moore, you can't go to like Michael's and get your easel and your arts and crafts. You get that 50% off coupon.
Yeah.
You go there and you buy the whole thing, the whole set.
I mean, the whole mixture of oil and colors, I don't know how that worked in those days. You know, with the brushes.
Hey, what do you do? Like, cut your leg?
It wasn't like he was going down to the store with, like, a sample saying, hey, Benjamin Moore, can you match this?
People have no clue how hard that must have been.
Oh, my God. Well, he was on his back for, like, 5 years doing the Sistine Chapel. You know, he was a talented guy. Michelangelo, he was good. Other stuff that happened on November 1st. In 1936, this is our Fuhrer moment, in Milan, Italy, Mussolini described the alliance between his country and Nazi Germany as an axis running between Rome and Berlin. That's where all that started.
Huh.
The Italians were on the wrong side of that one. Sorry. In 1952...
No need to apologize.
Yeah, you don't
Dan.
Have to apologize.
The U.S. exploded the first hydrogen bomb.
H-bomb.
You people where did they do that? Where was that?
A-bomb was scary, but the H-bomb, that's what really scared the people. I remember reading old Peanuts comic strips.
It was codenamed Ivy Mike, and it was... in the Marshall Islands. I don't even know where that is. Anyone know where the Marshall Islands are? Someplace I can't pronounce, but it was in the Marshall Islands. On this date in 1973, the Saturday Night Massacre, following when Richard Nixon eliminated all of his people in the cabinet and in the White House staff, They appointed, I'm doing badly here, Robert Bork was appointed special prosecutor. He later came up with the Supreme Court. It did not go well, as you recall. On this date in 1997, Titanic premiered at the Tokyo Film Festival. Why would it premiere in Tokyo?
That's probably
it wasn't like a Godzilla film.
It's probably where he released it.
I don't know.
You know, it's a good point.
Did any of you see Titanic?
I did. I saw it in L.A.
Of course.
Yeah.
I had like 13, 12-year-old daughters, and they would see it like 1,000 times.
Rose! How many daughters did you have?
Two. But they were 13 and 12. They were in the wheelhouse.
It just sounded like you just said,
no,
I had 13, 12-year-old daughters.
12-year-olds. No.
What?
No. They were in the wheelhouse because girls that age saw Titanic multiple times.
Yes, like and three, really, four times.
It's fun to, I don't know for you guys, but to watch that with no sound, if you're having a party or something, and it's just on.
Not really.
Like, yeah, try it sometime.
Nope.
Why?
You just
why?
Start spitting out these stupid lines. Yeah, maybe it's a certain age. I don't know. The people of that age, you're too young for it. I'm submitting.
You know, it was really miscasting that.
Who?
Kathy Bates.
Why? I thought she was great in that.
What else could she have been? Rose?
She was fat.
She was the unsinkable Molly Brown.
Here's my problem with Kathy Bates. She's supposed to be this great actress, right?
Yeah.
And
doesn't it always seem like
she's playing Kathy Bates?
She's reading her lines. Like, I am going to recite this line exactly how it was written on the page.
You know?
I don't think she's very good.
You know,
she's
best?
Supposed to be amazing.
She's in her best in The Office.
She's very good.
When she was in The Office.
Yes.
Yep, that was her best part.
As a character
actor. She was good in Misery,
as a character actor, I think she's very good.
Remember James Caan in Misery?
But the unsinkable Molly Brown isn't much of a character.
No.
Give me a ham of that bag, sonny.
It was her accent.
That's so stupid. Yeah. I'm with Zoe. Miscast.
On November 1st in 1800, John Adams moved into the White House. The first president to move into the White House.
Oh, yeah.
On November 1st,
Quincy guy.
Yep. Oh, that's right.
Yeah,
it's a very patriotic city, Quincy.
The most patriotic.
Oh,
just ask around. Anybody will tell you.
Ask Jack in Canton.
I'll tell you.
He lives in Canton. He can't shut up about Quincy.
City presidents. Said it twice today.
They are the presidential libraries there.
Who the hell knows?
There's supposed to be one where they're from in every presidential library.
Yeah, they don't technically have.
I think they're not impressive.
Library.
Yeah,
they have a library at the mansion that's separate from the house.
Right. But there's no,
but it's not like
no room for separate libraries. Not with all the flags they've got in Quincy.
There's
just, you know,
a lot of flags.
Well, I have a brother-in-law who goes to every presidential library and
they don't have like an official.
He told me it's very underwhelming here.
He must be a party.
Like, yeah.
I want to hang
He's
out
the
guy
that I want to sit and watch Titanic with the sound down off.
Yeah.
And then go talk to him about the libraries he's visited.
Right. It's not like the JFK. You know, over here or anything. No.
It's like the guy who's over at my house a couple of weekends ago who's, I believe, in his 30s and very much into Civil War reenactments. Like, here we go.
Watch out. Talk
about it.
So the guy who's over your house?
Yeah.
Occasionally.
What movie is that? It was with Patrick Dempsey.
I went to his wedding. He's really nice.
Sweet Home, Alabama.
Would you describe him as a buff?
An aficionado?
Yes, a buff.
Sure.
Because Civil War buffs, they watch out for those guys. Sometimes they use real ammo in those reenactments. It's happened.
You got to blow stuff up.
You know, they're taking it out on their rival on the other side. It's happened. You know it's true.
How do you know this?
No, I don't know.
There were stories about it.
When? And I don't know that it's happened.
I missed that one.
Gettysburg? I don't know, but look it up.
Guys were legitimately shot?
Yes.
Well, if they were reenacting
real ammo
it like
in one of the reenactments.
5 years after the war, like 1870.
No,
okay,
no,
that
no,
I guess. Someone's still pissed.
That's so cool.
This is like
but in 2018?
No, this is
no
like,
I do not believe 5 years ago.
You got some guy dressed up as a Confederate talking about the War of Northern Aggression?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, there have been reenactments where real ammo has been used for guys to take out grudges, perceived grudges. You will find this. I'm telling you, I was there. I wasn't.
You were there.
I was in like Virginia or something. It was in the paper. A guy didn't like a guy on the other side. He used real ammo.
Oh, God.
That's horrible.
How recent is the real question, though?
I would say it's within the last 10 years. It'll come up. Just Google that.
Nope.
Cool Hand Luke was released on this date, 1967.
This is the worst dates ever.
Hell, I'm doing my best here. I can't make them up. All right, the last thing I got is that the World Series extended in 2001 to November. Derek Jeter was Mr. November.
Oh, who won that World Series, by the way, Dan? Just checking in on that.
Arizona won
that. Yeah, wasn't the Yankees.
Dying.
You would add 28 rings if you could have pulled that one off.
To his dying day, John McCain, he cited that. One of the highlights of his life. He loved that thing. Scott Brosius hit a home run to win a game, Game 5, in New York on November 1st.
Place went nuts.
So that's all I got. You guys have at it.
All right, buddy.
Anything else? What can I tell you?
Yeah, missed a couple of big Boston sports dates on this date. 1 November, Year of Our Lord, 1924. The Boston Bruins officially joined the NHL.
Oh, happy birthday, Bruins. Big.
Came the first U.S.-based team to enter the league. The Montreal Maroons also joined the NHL, but they only lasted for 14 years. Also, Chuck Cooper became the first African-American to play in the NBA in the Celtics' 107-84 loss at the Fort Wayne Pistons. That's in 1950. Also, Bob Cousy debuted for the Celtics in that game.
And before you go any further, this didn't take much. Man who shot another in Civil War reenactment pleads guilty. More. June 26, 2009. With an apology and tears, North and South made peace again this week. In a Virginia courtroom, ending the baffling case of a Bronx-born costumed Yankee cavalryman wounded by a rebel's bullet in an all-too-vivid Civil War reenactment.
I knew it would be a Confederate that is...
Suffolk, Virginia.
Use the real stuff.
Yeah, of course.
Of course it was.
But he was born in the Bronx?
No, the guy from the Bronx was shot.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You should read this aloud. A suspect, Josh O. Silver, 29 of Norfolk, who had swelled the Confederate ranks as an unofficial walk-on. I can't go on, but...
He was a walk-on soldier, not a scholarship.
He was a full scholarship.
He was a walk-on.
He was just
when did he become a full scholarship?
He was just a spectator, but the guy had a gray coat on, and we needed someone.
He was a true freshman.
They used him in two games.
Yeah,
violating the cardinal rule of reenactments: no live ammunition.
It seems like it's so cardinal. It doesn't even have to be a rule.
We've seen that goes without saying.
That's the cardinal rule. No live ammo.
Mr. Silva's pistol had recently been fired and retained a live round in the chamber. I'm telling you, it happened.
Okay. Once that we know of.
One time.
I would submit this was not a first. He got the idea from others.
But the way you tell the story, you know, this happens all the time. These Civil War, look out for these guys.
They
fire live bullets at each other all the time. It happens.
No one answered the telephone at Mr. Silva's Norfolk home on Thursday.
He was a non-sanctioned soldier. That's what you had there. Illegal recruitment. All right, Dan. Thanks for the dates.
See you, Dan.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Dan Shaughnessy of Boston Globe.